In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 17, letter number 6495, Baruch Hashem, the 25th of Elul, Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn, the Rebbe's address, God of a Chosid, with the titles, Moreinu David Sheikh Yashoychen Ubeidek Patashnik in Baltimore. And again, those days, even some of the sort of leaning Orthodox or, you know, Chatzi conservative, you know, they weren't like as far as it actually developed over later years, that they've gone away further and further from tradition. But in the beginnings, they were pretty traditional. One of the things that they used to do is they used to use a microphone on Shabbos. And of course, you're not allowed to. That's a very clear prohibition. So he asked the Rebbe, Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says after a... And he had written to the Rebbe earlier. So let's see. The Rebbe says, after a very long interruption, I received your letter dated the 23rd of Elul, that was attached thereto, in which you ask my opinion. Is it permitted to daven in a shul that they use a microphone on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Can you daven there? And the Rebbe says, I'm greatly surprised that there is even a doubt in something as shocking as this. Because using a microphone on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a desecration, a public desecration of the Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is epifarhesia. It's a public desecration. In addition to that, there is an expression, you know, in the Megillah, when Achashverosh is told by Esther that there is an enemy who wants to destroy me and my people. And the king asks, who is the one that wants to do that? And Haman happened to be there because she invited Haman to the meal too. And she turns to Haman and says, this man, Ish Sar Ve'oyev, this enemy. And the king got angry and he walked out into the garden. And in the meantime, Haman fell to the feet of Esther, begging her to spear him because he saw the king was furious. And when he came back, it seemed like that he was trying to take his queen, take Esther. So the king says, Hagam lichbosh es hamalko imi babois, do you want to capture the queen while I'm home? In other words, you're trying to catch her in front of me while I'm here. The Rebbe is saying, using that phrase, you're in a shul, and you're supposed to be a place for Hashem. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to desecrate the Shabbos publicly in a shul, in a place of prayer, a house of prayer, that we're praying to the one who gave us the Torah, and the mitzvahs. And we know that the mitzvah of Shabbos is equal, correspond to all the mitzvahs, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory, in Yerushalmi Nedarim, at the end of chapter 3. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to defy Hashem in a shul to desecrate the Shabbos publicly. This is unconscionable. The Rebbe says it's shocking. So the Rebbe says, okay, what does it have to do? This is terrible, maybe, that they're doing such a thing. But what has it got to do with somebody going to daven there? Maybe you can daven there. I mean, they're desecrating the Shabbos, but why would that prevent him from davening Shabbos? Like I'm saying, I don't even think that we're talking about a shul that was mixed seating, or it was separate. Because even in frum shuls, they used to put in the microphones, I think, or so quote-unquote called Orthodox shuls. Because otherwise there would be other problems. Since the desecration of the Shabbos is being done in the name of all of the members of the shul, because the gaboyim, the attendants who make decisions in the above, they're representing the members of the congregation. So the Rebbe says, so there is a room to question all matters of davening and the reading of the Torah that take place in that shul. The Rebbe doesn't say it, rule it outright, but the Rebbe said there is questions about it. And not only in those sections which they use the microphone, but also that precede them and that follow them, there is issues. So the Rebbe says that there is a problem, because these people are all inevitably having a part in this, because the people making the decisions to use the microphone are representing them. Now, but the Rebbe says, so therefore, even the pieces that they don't do through the microphone is questionable. However, the Rebbe adds to it, this would all be just talking about strictly, halachically speaking, from the laws of Shabbos, if this did not also include a chilul Hashem, desecration of Hashem's name. But when the Rebbe says, when you pay attention also to this point, this is a public, it's a desecration of the Shabbos and publicly, so this makes the matter serious, more serious, many, many times as much. In my view, the Rebbe says, it's obvious, very simply obvious, that even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're better off davening alone. But God forbid, in that shul that you spoke about, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, daven alone, and don't daven in that shul. As the new year is approaching us, HaKol Yisrael L'Toiva, and L'Toiva L'Vracha, I want to express my blessing to you and all of yours, a blessing, Simach Simat Toiva, Shana Toiva Mesuka, physically and spiritually with blessing. Now, I'm going to guess, because the Rebbe addresses him as a Shoychet U'Boydek, maybe he had Dut Shchit over there, maybe he didn't have another shul in his neighborhood, maybe he wanted to go over there. And, you know, we're always used to the Rebbe making good, good, nice, nice, but, you know, Rebbe keeps halacha, and more than halacha, this, in the look of it, in the desecration, to the extreme. And the Rebbe never compromised on anything. The Rebbe wanted us also not to compromise. While we love every Jew and we try to bring in every Jew, but not to compromise the standing, can't compromise Yiddishkeit. And this puts the Rebbe on its own different level all by himself, which I always, you know, wonder and amazed by how the Rebbe, together with everything that the Rebbe stood for in the holiness, and yet, and the Rebbe was able to reach out to the lowest of the levels, but because to the Rebbe, it was all for Hashem. And we still can't compromise on what Hashem says, and still, in the right way, in the Torah way, we need to do as much as we can to bring people closer to Hashem. So the Rebbe says, I don't even understand the question, and the Rebbe says, don't go there. Rebbe explains halachically, but certainly the Rebbe says it's a desecration of the name of Hashem, and the Rebbe advises him to daven alone, and even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and not to go into such a shul.